Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
This is a fantastic idea. It comes to us from the UK, where Vicky McClure, you know Vicky McClure, the actress, she started doing this thing, herself and her husband, and their daughter is a DJ. And they started doing this thing called Day Fever, which is exactly what it sounds like. It is night fever by day. It's a club for the over 30s. And they've sold out events. They started it last year. And they've sold out Sheffield. And they've sold out London. They've sold out Nottingham. They've sold out Merthyr Tydfil. And they have a whole summer of bookings ahead. And everything is done. 1,400 tickets they sold in London. 15 quid a ticket, and everything's finished by 8 o'clock, so you can go home, watch the telly. And it's for the older client, shall we say, or the person who is just that little bit, you know, older. And it's starting in Cork. We have a thing coming up. This is a great one. We've got an event coming up in Cork on the 4th of May between 6 and 10 at Cypress Avenue called Club 30. Owen, you're behind it. Good morning.
Hi, PJ. How are things?
Good. Now, is this sort of a response to what's happening in the UK, or is it your own idea, or who came up with it?
Yeah, we're basically looking kind of in the UK, mainland Europe. It's becoming more of a thing. I suppose clubbing in general is kind of catering to 18 to 24-year-olds. It tends to be quite young. And once you kind of hit 24, it kind of falls off a cliff face in terms of people going out to nightclubs. There's a few reasons for it. If you're over 30, you still want to go out maybe, but maybe kids are in the equation. You got to sort babysitters, or you got to try to keep a babysitter till 2:30 in the morning, or the kids have a soccer match on Sunday. Maybe you're working shifts, or if you even do get out then and you do go to a nightclub, the music is too young or the crowd is too young and you're kind of going, God, we'll give us something they could dance to, you know? Mm-hmm. And when they leave the nightclub, Joe, back in the day, I mean, you'd be queuing for Hillbillies at 2:30 in the morning, which actually closes at midnight now, so there isn't even that option anymore.
Yeah, I don't. All the late night chippers are gone now, I think.
Yeah, that's it. And then you're kind of waiting on a taxi rank in the rain, hoping a taxi might show up, or if you book a taxi, normally it cancels on you because they pick someone else up on the way instead. That's where kind of Club 30 comes in.
Yeah.
Joe, I mean, you're out at 6. Everyone's over 30 years of age. We're playing lots of throwbacks, 80s, 90s, noughties in the main. Nothing really from kind of the last, would say, 10, 12 years, because that's when it takes a downturn in terms of, like, the danceability. So you can get in, like in Cypress Avenue, you've got a state-of-the-art acoustic sound system.
There is a great system in there,
We're sparing like no expense. We're kind of going the whole full experience, your confetti drops, CO2 cannons,
yeah,
you know, glow sticks, you name it.
Now, in the summertime, there's windows there, isn't there? In the summertime, you have to black out the windows.
Yes, so it's totally blacked out inside. So it's going to feel completely like you're in a nightclub late at night. Now, if that does get too much for you as well, we do have a rooftop bar called Wavelengths. And up there, that's going to be your kind of Indian rock zone. And we'll have live acoustic cover acts up there as well.
I was in there, I was invited in, I think was it the launch of the jazz festival. What a fabulous bar.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like you're in Cork at all. It feels like you're in Spain somewhere on a rooftop. I mean, if you catch a sunny day,
Yeah.
you know, it's but it's a really, really popular spot. So I mean, that kind of gives you a little break from the action as well, if you need it, or if you just want to go chill out and you know, take a break from dancing if the feet get a bit sore, you know.
So it's 6 to 10 on the 4th of May.
Yes, it's proven really, really popular so far. We launched it earlier on this week. We're over 50% sold out already. So we're actually going to make that a monthly event. The next one then will be on Saturday, 1st of June, and then the first Saturday of every month going forward.
Yeah, should be this weekend or the May weekend. You could be home to watch the telly by 11 o'clock.
That's it. Put your feet up, have a cup of tea, watch Match of the Day. You haven't missed anything, and you're invited here to someone's house on for Sunday dinner. You can be fresh and ready to go again. You know.
Yeah, I know. I love it. And music from decades you can dance to.
Yes, that's the key to it. So I mean, if you think. Go from anything we'll say 80s, your Whams, Human Leagues, Eurythmics, going to your 90s, King of My Castle, Ricky Martin, Mambo Number 5, Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I'm so there.
No, I'm so there.
Oh,
yeah. Going to your Naughties, Destiny's Child, Sean Paul's, Black Eyed Peas. Yo, you could go on forever.
Let's bring in Rowan, who's your resident jock. Rowan, you're playing my tunes, man. You're playing my tunes.
I know. Are you coming or what? Did you buy your tickets?
I won't see you for the May weekend, but I think I might see you in June, all right, for sure.
Excellent. I actually can't get over the response. It's been phenomenal. Even Owen just said it, there are 50% ticket sales in the first few days, and we've 3 weeks to go, so... Anybody that is listening and anybody that does seem interested, please don't miss out. Get your tickets. No, honestly, they will go, and I don't want you to wait another 4 weeks because I just know for a fact it's going to sell out and I can't wait. It's going to be class.
What's the capacity of Cyprus these days? I wasn't in there in a while.
I think it's 650 all in, upstairs and down.
Wow.
So we'll have a healthy crowd, and we'll have the crowds that know what they like, and they're all familiar with one another, all the old faces.
Sounds to me like you're going for the Chandra's crowd.
Yeah, it could be. So, how badly? We'll take whoever we can get.
Chandra's and maybe Owen. Do you remember Slime Tracks, the movie?
Ordinger.
That's what we listen. I was DJing there for 6 years. That's what we called it, Slime Tracks, the movie.
That's it.
And then
we have to dig out the cage from there.
Man, oh no, mate. I was there the night a fella got his head stuck in it. I mean, come on, no, not having that. His girlfriend was calling me. I thought she was looking for a song. And she was calling me, and I said, I'll play it in a minute. No, look, he's stuck. I'll never forget as long as I live. And Mangan's, and maybe...
Yeah, Mangan's up. You've got all those kind of periods. I mean, like, I would have been a big fan of Gorby's back in the day. And that's kind of the key to it, is like,
Zoe's.
You've got a mix of genres. Everything's on the table in terms of genres, you know? So,
Rowan, do you think they're going to let you stop at 10 o'clock, Rowan?
Oh, you have another gig after, so they'd want to.
Oh, lads, it's a fantastic idea. And, like, do you think you sing it is half sold out already? It's not going to be invaded by a load of kids who just want to see what us old folk are like dancing, is it?
Well, no, you have to check
IDs,
right, Owen?
Yeah, that's it. You're going to be ID'd. So, I mean, if you are 30 years of age but you look like a 20-year-old, then you better bring some ID. We'll take extra vision cards, Joe. I mean, that'll do.
Yeah, I can just see it. What's an extra vision card? Then again, you're old. You're too young.
If you don't know what an extra vision card is, you do not belong at this event.
Yeah, tell him admission is one VHS tape. Lads, this is an absolutely champion idea.
Thank you very much. Yeah, let's see what goes, and we look forward to it.
Look forward to it indeed.
Yeah, that's it. And tickets are all available on cyprusavenue.ie.
Fabulous. Stay with the music for a second, Rowan, because do you think that do you think that those eras are coming back musically?
You know what? That's a good question. And the simple answer is yes, because I was in the UK recently and I couldn't help but notice that everything on BBC Radio 1 was a cover of an older 90s or noughties song. So the samples have always been a thing. But you're getting songs now, like, say, I Feel 65. That, in my mind, is still quite a new song, but it's old enough now to be sampled by David Guetta, and it's like a new version of itself. So, yeah, literally, it's, let's be honest, these things come in cycles. There's always a wave, there's always another cycle, blah, blah, blah. But it does seem to be that we've hit a sort of wall, and there's not that much new stuff coming down the pipeline, so they're just regurgitating old classics. But listen, I like the old classics, so long may they last, and I'm happy to play them so long as I'm breathing.
What age are you, lad?
I am 35 years old.
I can't believe I just said that to
the whole city.
You're
Hello, to see me? I look 25.
You'll have to bring your ID in the night, so your X-Division card.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, imagine the DJ didn't get in. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Owen, I think it's a fantastic idea.
Thank you very much.
It really is. Okay, it's happening in Cypress Avenue on 4th of May, and they're already planning one for the 1st of June. It's called Club 30 for the over 30s. It says, music from decades you can dance to. It'll be over at 10 o'clock, and you can come down and get the bus home, and maybe grab a burger on the way, or get a snack box like we used to.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.